And we are back. Welcome back to Small Town Talk. Everyone has been waiting for this.
Pins and needles. No, we're really excited to bring a Small Town Talk podcast back to everyone's ears.
It's been a long hiatus. We had COVID. We had...
A baby.
School, kids, you name it. But we are back officially. And today we are doing our first recording with Nick, the owner of Podium Edmonds.
So this is really exciting. Edmonds needed a menswear store, and Nick has decided to bring that to Edmonds.
We absolutely need a menswear store. Take it from my style. We need someone to give me a little more exciting style. No more cargo shorts in my life. So I'm excited.
So listen in, and this is Nick, the owner of Podium.
All right. Welcome, Nick. How's it going?
Good. Thank you guys for having me.
Welcome to the podcast. Yeah. Glad you're here today.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
You're our first official podcast back.
We are 2024. We're back. Let's go.
So this is Nick. He is opening a new clothing store for men, correct?
Correct.
And it is going to be located in the old Crow space on 4th Avenue near Salt and Iron and San Kai. So give us a little background on what brought you to wanting to open a clothing store.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for having me. It's super exciting to be here. You know, I've worked in clothing and retail for basically my whole life. So since I was 23, so the past like 9-10 years. Mm-hmm. And I think from moving to Edmonds, something that was missing for me was men's clothing.
Absolutely.
And it's like, I don't want to go to Seattle to go shop. I don't want to have to travel. Like, I need something in my neighborhood. Correct. And so, like, one, it was just a market need that I felt needed to be here. And then two, it's always been a dream of mine. And it's super exciting. And I think timing-wise, like, now is just, it's time to do it.
Yeah. I feel like more and more, too, Edmonds, I mean, it's been a long history of having local stores and people not really wanting to leave Edmonds, but I think, like you were saying, there really is a need for menswear in Edmonds.
And especially like modern menswear.
100%.
I was talking to my mom about it. I'm like, yeah, he's opening a clothing shop. And she's like, there used to be a clothing shop. And I'm like, yeah, like 20 years ago. And it was like, you know, the most like uncool stuff you could ever have.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
So what kind of clothes are you going, or what's the vibe going to be?
Totally. The vibe for Podium is timeless heritage pieces, mm-hmm. that are modern that you can have in your wardrobe for the rest of your life. And so a lot of these brands, they're from all over. Mm-hmm. We have some from the States, some from London, some from Japan.
Ooh, London.
Yeah, we So it's a good mix of brands, and it's stuff that I like to wear. It's stuff that I think guys need in their wardrobes, and we are focused on basics. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be expanding into categories after a couple seasons. But mm-hmm. I'm really interested to see the response and to see what sells and what guys are into.
Yeah, and are you planning on like then cycling through the seasons and different, like changing, like kind of have like ever evolving like store, or is it going to be like kind of like you have like your set like brands you like want to use, or do you not know yet?
I mean, there's a lot of starting a business, being a young entrepreneur, it's all unknowns. So definitely I want to grow some core brands. You know, as you know, there's a brand from Seattle that I'm in talks with called Filson.
Oh yeah.
I really want to be a space where these brands, we can grow these brands, introduce them to the community in Edmonds. And yeah, like Eric, like you said, it's like, we'll see what the response is, and then kind of build and grow from there. Mm-hmm. So I'm just curious to see, because I think, you know, Edmonds is a very specific type of guy, I feel like.
Like, you know, there's very specific.
There's an Edmonds guy, and we're going to try to elevate him a little bit. And so it's like, I want to push these guys to start wearing maybe something that It's a little bit more elevated than they're used to, but still.
No more cargo shorts.
Still familiar. Yeah,
get sorry. Rid of those cargo shorts.
Yeah, boy. Sorry, man. No, no cargos. We're throwing them out.
My lord and savior, cargo shorts. so much room for extra things.
Yeah.
So how did you go about finding the brands when you came up with this idea? Did you kind of have an idea of the brands you wanted to put in there? Or was there some sourcing?
Yeah, I mean, just... You know, since I've been doing this for so long, I actually have some relationships with some of these brands already. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I worked in Los Angeles, connected with some really good people, some buyers. And so there's always been brands that I'm familiar with and that I like and that sell really well out of the places I worked at. Mm-hmm. So a lot of it is just from my past experience. It's a lot of research too.
Yeah.
It's a lot of research to come up with these brands.
So it feels like there's an infinite number of directions you could go in, right?
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, there's so many different things.
And do you pigeon yourself into a certain look, or you probably want to be a little bit flexible depending on?
Yeah. You know, within the brand matrix of what I'm carrying, you know, I try to look at, there's different ways you can approach it. I like to look at other retailers that I think are doing a really good job in the industry, and kind of see, you know, what brands are they carrying. And, you know, the clothing industry is really interesting because there's a lot of politics as well. Like some brands don't want to sit next to other brands.
Oh,
really?
And, you know, there's different layers like that, which I was kind of familiar with, but now really finding out. So that's been
that. I will that, like, not be next to this I brand.
Yeah.
Is that something that would go into the contract? Like, you can carry our stuff as long as XYZ isn't in your store.
I'm not going to get into details, but that has that has happened. Yes.
Wow.
But it's interesting.
I mean,
it makes sense though.
Yeah. Cause someone doesn't totally want sense. Like, you don't want like this high end brand and then you have like
fast fashion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you're not going to have Louis Vuitton next to Zara or something like that.
Both,
sorry for all my
quality brands,
for all my Zara stands out there. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh. So are we thinking clothes? Are we doing accessories? Will there be a sock, a board short?
Yeah. We're men's basics, so clothing, all categories. And then we're going to have home goods as well. So home goods, men's goods. There's going to be Podium merchandise as well.
So a Podium branded merch.
And the goal for that is to get that into a full-time brand in line down the line here.
Cool. So more than just like a mug that says Podium or a t-shirt.
100%.
Like actual stuff you're going to design.
Yes. And been working with some local designers who have been great.
Yeah.
And so that's been a really fun part. And, you know, when I was in LA, I did have a clothing brand I was doing on the side. And so I have experience doing that. And that's one of the most fun parts is having that creative outlet.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Right. So take us back, because you had, it was tennis menswear,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And
the most LA thing.
The most LA thing you could do. Yeah. It was during COVID, I really got into tennis because that was the only thing you could kind of do.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I was like, you know, I'm just going to start a little streetwear brand.
Mm-hmm.
It's very basic t-shirts, hoodies, hats, and nothing crazy, but learned a bunch from there. But it's definitely more elevated than that.
And is that brand still operational?
RIP to Cliche Tennis.
Oh.
Thank you for anyone who supported, but we're done with that.
Should have pivoted into pickleball clothing.
Oh, man. Yeah. Maybe 2025, maybe we can talk about that.
There's a lot of pickleball in Edmonds.
A lot of pickleball and petanque. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Some petanque clothing as well.
Yeah, we'll see. We can talk off camera. But yeah, home goods, men's goods. I want it to be a place where you can come in and kind of get fitted and get everything you need for like your wardrobe, maybe your home even. And I really want it to be a community space where guys can come and just hang out, shoot the shit, check out brands that they're maybe not aware of and leave with some really cool, interesting pieces that they're going to love.
Well, that's, you know, it's so hard, I feel like, in the menswear space to find stuff. You know, like I went like that day that I like messaged you. I was like, if only you were open right now, because I need some, you know, I'm in Nordstrom's and like everything I'm looking at, I'm just like, it doesn't fit me well. It's like just, you know, mass
produced.
Yeah. And it's just like, even like the higher end brands are just like not, you know, it doesn't feel like the best, right? Sometimes. And then there's no one to help you really. And you're just like, you know, they just keep piling more. Like, here, try this, try this.
You're like, stop.
We just like focus in on what I'm looking for here right now. And I think it's going to be huge to have like that one-on-one personal connection with, you know, you there and people come in. I think that's going to be an awesome thing to have. Cause like, for me, it's just rough buying clothes. I can't.
Well, and I think certain men like do take pride in their fashion, but then there is a good portion of men that are just kind of like, if it fits, it doesn't have a hole in it. Let's go.
I'm going to rock it.
I mean, what's wrong with holes? I mean, I'm not going to say that all my jeans have holes in them, but you know, at this point, just blowing them out left and right.
Thanks for sharing that with the public.
Well, you know, I can't help. I do yard work in them. I like take my nice pair of jeans and I'm like, go do yard work. I'm like, why am I doing this right now? And then next thing I know, I've got a hole in them.
Yeah. I mean, I think in Seattle, there's like this Nordstrom starter pack that a lot of guys fall into and they look like everyone else. And so, you know, I always joke that I'm like the world's best middleman. And so it's like, I'm bringing in these brands and these clothes that, you know, Nordstrom maybe doesn't have, or, and you know, the curation is going to be what sets us apart. And yeah, it's going to be really fun and easy to come and get pants look good without holes. If you want holes, you know, I can maybe bring in a couple of distressed denim. I don't know what your style is.
I'll be your first customer.
Yeah, we got you.
The day you open, I will be in there. And I will be like, all right, let's set me up here so I don't look like a total, you know, vagrant.
So are you going to have like, I'm sure you'll be working there. Are you going to have like, as you bring on staff, like, people with a stylist background, or will you train them, or how's that?
That's a really good question. To start, it's going to be me there 24/7. So really looking forward to that.
7-Eleven of menswear.
Be there all the time. And then, yeah, I think eventually down the line, I'll be looking for, you know, some operations people and stuff like that. But in terms of all the like front of house stuff, if you will, that'll be me. But yeah, I really want people who are the biggest thing for me is like, if you can connect with someone and you can talk to people and you can be cool and just have conversations with guys.
Yeah.
And like, I really want that personal connection and that community aspect.
Yeah.
Like that's what's really going to drive the business.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because anyone can go into a store and then, you know, you're just picking stuff off the rack. But if no one's really connecting with you, helping you,
finding out what your needs actually are.
100%.
Well, and then too, I mean, if you're always there and you know, and even your, you know, future employees and stuff, like having that connection with the same people coming in and you know them and you know what they want and you know what they like and what may work for them. Whereas you go to any other store, you know, it's just, like I said, just here's a bunch of different stuff, try it on. And, you know, I'm going to tell you everything looks good on you. Yeah, it looks perfect on you. You're like, well, I don't.
Yeah. You know? So. That's if the sales associate is telling you everything looks good, walk out of the store immediately.
Liar.
Just leave. Yeah.
I feel like that's every I was buying shoes at Nordstrom's, and you know, the guy was like, you need to try these shoes. I'm like, I don't know if this is really my style, man. They were like ones like help you walk, you know, they're the Hokas. I'm like, you know, everyone's like all talking about it. I'm like, this just doesn't look right on me. Like, I don't want to look like I'm like 60 yet. You know, I'm like, I don't know if I need an extra like step forward, like push me forward. And he's like, these look amazing on you. I'm just looking in the mirror. I'm like, this guy, what is he talking?
Like, I look like a clown right now.
I'm like, let's just go up to Nike. So I'm like, let's just stick with those right now. But it'll be nice to have a little more personalization in town.
100%. Yeah.
Are you going to carry shoes?
Really excited to bring in. We're bringing in Red Wing Heritage boots, which are some of my favorites, just like a classic menswear staple. Mm-hmm. I do want to branch out into shoes. Right now, it's a space issue.
Yeah. Well, because you have to carry all the sizes.
All the sizes and then, you know, the back stock and everything. So definitely we'll see what the response is to the shoes, but definitely looking to carry.
Just every man in Edmonds has this.
Every man, yeah, same Red Wing boots. No.
I know where you got those from.
Yeah. But definitely shoes are a category that we will be expanding in the next couple seasons for sure.
Yeah.
So what's our goal open date right now?
Goal open date is April 19th, okay, which I believe is Friday.
Tax season's over. That's great.
Tax season's over.
Everyone's got their refunds.
Everyone's got the checks. So yeah, April 19th is the date as of now. And it's kind of in flux, but that's the hard date.
And you're located on 4th Avenue.
4th Avenue.
So 4th Avenue North, right north. Off of Main Street.
Yes.
Which that's an awesome location too.
I'm really excited about the location, man.
Yeah.
I love that it's a standalone building. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to be next to any other stores.
Mm-hmm. Just like the brands are going to carry.
No. That's right, Jamie. but I love that space. And I think there's a lot of opportunity in what we can make that space mm-hmm. and kind of with the build out and what we can do interior wise. And I just love that little street. You know, we got Salt and Iron right there. You got Church Key Pub.
Yep.
Machiavelli just opened.
Yeah.
So like Edmonds is booming right now.
I know.
And this is such, I feel like it's the perfect time to get in, honestly. Yeah.
Well, and you're the only, I mean, it's the only place that's open really that, you know, has menswear. It's like going to be tailored to mm-hmm. men, and which is a nice option because there's not a lot of options like that.
No.
And I think that's why guys have the hardest time finding clothes because you're like, where do I go to get clothes? Besides, you go to Nordstrom's or, you know, like, there's not a lot of options out there.
In Seattle, I would say there's, besides Nordstrom, if you want to count Nordstrom, there's about three stores that I like. There's Glasswing, which is on Capitol Hill, mm-hmm. which is more like Japanese designers. There's Blue Owl Workshop in Fremont. And then there's another store called Ames Northwest, like in Finney area.
Okay.
And so it's like our biggest, like the thing that works for us is that we are the only store in North Seattle.
Right.
Yeah.
Like that's the biggest thing. So in the market, like we're the only one. And yeah, I think that's going
to
be huge.
Such a pain to go to the mall anymore. Like there's so mall, much traffic.
Downtown.
No one wants. No. Do people still go to malls? Is that a thing?
I went over Christmas.
It was rough.
I'm sorry.
Rough.
Yeah.
Time.
There's just, I don't know. It's just hard to get in. It's hard to get out. And I don't know.
There's a lot of pros with malls, but there's a lot of cons. Yeah. No one wants to go to a mall.
Well, yeah. And it's just, it's everything is a pain about it.
You know,
it's like just going 5 minutes into downtown and being like, oh, here's the store I can go to. I mean, that's what I'm excited about. I'm just only going to buy your clothes at this point. Just create a tab for me.
Well, yeah, we'll keep a running
tab.
We'll keep a running tab for you. Don't worry.
What are your operation hours going to be days a week?
Operations, we're going to be open 7 days a week. Monday through Saturday, it's going to be 11 through 6. Mm-hmm. And then Sundays, 12 to 5. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a pretty standard across the board.
Yeah.
So we'll be open for you guys. We'll be available. We'll be here.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You guys.
And, that you know,
well, anyone. I mean, you can wear.
Yeah.
We're here for you guys.
We're here.
We're here for everyone. Everyone.
Oh my gosh. So what kind of events? You mentioned you were going to maybe do events. Have you thought that out or still in the works?
Still in the works. Okay. I mean, I'm just trying to get open right now and facilitate that. So events are kind of an afterthought, but there will be a launch party at some point. And I think events, especially in Edmonds, like it's such a great community and it's been, I haven't even opened the doors yet and I felt so much support from other business owners mm-hmm. and people are just like, they're just stoked. They're just excited. And so there are some ideas I'm cooking up.
Trouser Thursday.
Okay. There we go.
Okay.
Trench coat Tuesday.
Well, duly noted. Duly noted.
Mark it on your calendars, people.
Every Thursday, Trouser Thursday. How would that even work? You know, it's going to be cool too, like 4th Avenue, because what they're supposed to like at some point, like kind of like improve 4th Avenue too and make it like a little more.
I was told they want to make it a pedestrian.
With just like a one-way.
Friendly straight street with a one-way situation going on.
Which that'll be super cool if they do that, because then you can have like way more traffic and people walk in there and like move out into the like sidewalk. Yeah.
I mean, I was at the store the other night and it was like, I think 6:30, 7:00. And it was just a random like Tuesday or Wednesday and it was popping. There were so many people out. It's crazy the amount of foot traffic.
It's so insane how many people come to Edmonds now and come to like downtown in the evening.
Uh-huh.
Like, I can't remember. I was trying to go somewhere and it was like 6:00 and I couldn't find parking anywhere. I'm like, what is going on right now? I'm like, there wasn't a single parking spot anywhere. I was like, I parked on like Third Avenue North, like way down. I walk in. I'm like, what is happening right now? It's like everyone should be like at home. No one's at work anymore, but everyone's at the restaurants and like shopping and stuff like that. And
it's crazy. I think Edmonds will be a destination in the next 5 years for people.
Yeah. I mean, I
think it already is.
Yeah. I think like from the people we've talked to, like a lot of the business owners are like 75% of our business is like people just coming from outside the city, which is crazy to think about from like where Edmonds was
20 years
ago. Well, even 10 years ago, you know, 10 years ago, it was like 5 o'clock, everything shut down and like there's no restaurants really open. And now it's just like, you know, you could easily have like a evening thing at your place and still have a lot of people probably come in, right?
100%. Yeah.
Definitely a ton of opportunities.
Uh-huh.
It's exciting. I'm very excited.
You've said excited.
I think I'm just excited. Well, it's because I just don't have, you know, it's just hard for me to find clothes. I think that's the biggest thing for guys. And especially like 3 kids, you don't have time, you don't have the energy. And it's like I said, don't want to go up to the mall. I don't want to go to any place, you know, don't want to go to Fred Meyer's and have them like unhook the security alarms off the jeans,
Know,
so I can like try a pair of jeans on at this point. And it's just going to be nice to have something easy to get to.
Yeah. No, 100%. I mean, where do you shop right now, Eric?
Pretty much Nordstrom's.
Okay.
It's the only place I shop because at this point, like, I don't really know what I want or like what I need. And so like I go in there, I'm like, hey, this is kind of what I'm looking for. And like have them like give me, you know, just start trying on stuff, but with no like background on me, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just hard for me. I mean, nothing fits well. I'm tall. You know, when you're tall, it's, as you know, our whole family is all giants, and it's like to find something like fits you well. And it's like kind of, you know, a higher end brand. It's hard. It's not easy.
No, it's a blessing and a curse. The height, you know,
you know, it's like, I get a pair of like a t-shirt and it's like either too short or too wide, you know?
Yeah.
And so it'd be nice to have something that's a little more like, could you order? Are you going to plan on like having people be able to order stuff? Like say like you don't have like this one, but like, you know, something else, like, are you going to be able to do that? Or is it just going to be like kind of like what you carry?
I think the way it kind of depends on the relationships that we have with our vendors. I think, you know, if there is a specific item that you want, I can probably place an order for you.
Yeah.
Can figure something out. But I think with the selection and the wide array that we're going to have, we're going to have you covered regardless. Okay. So
that's very cool.
Another thing we're going to do. I mean, if you guys
special order,
you know, we're going to
special order me this t-shirt.
Oh, this amazing white tee. I really could like,
We'll take care of you. Put it on your tab.
It's not a Kirkland white tee, you know, although you know,
those are some of the best, honestly. Let's be honest here. So
is there anything else you want to say? Plans?
I'll be getting the keys in a couple weeks. So you'll be seeing a lot of activity around the spot. Follow the Instagram. It's Podium Edmonds right now, for all your updates. And we're just super excited to be part of the community. Honestly, it's been a long time coming. This is something that I've wanted to do. Like my family has wanted to do for a while, and to see it come to fruition is really cool. And we're just excited to see the response from everyone.
Awesome. We are excited. Well, you're here in Edmonds, but we're excited for you to be officially a business owner.
Officially. Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate
thanks
that.
For joining us on Small Town Talk.
Yeah. Have a great day.
Yeah. Thank
thanks
you guys.
For coming in.
Thank you guys.
I don't know. It's been forever. Jeez, it's been like 3 years since we've done this. I don't know what to say anymore. I've lost a special zhuzh.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
See ya.